Recognizing Depressive Disorder by Dr. Balan. Depression is a general term for low mood used in everyday language, while depressive disorder is a clinical diagnosis with defined medical criteria. Depressive disorder is more than just a temporary feeling of sadness or stress. It's a medical condition affecting your thinking, feelings, and behavior. It may start gradually and often goes unnoticed until it begins to interfere with everyday life. Below is a guide to help you identify the emotional, physical, and behavioral signs of depressive disorder. Emotional and mental symptoms. These symptoms impact how you feel internally and how you perceive the world. Persistent sadness or low mood. You may feel sad, empty, or down most of the time, even when nothing specific is wrong. You might cry easily or feel like crying, but can't. Ask yourself, do I feel low or numb most days for no apparent reason? Loss of interest or enjoyment, anhedonia. Things that once brought you joy, hobbies, music, friends, may no longer seem appealing. You may stop participating in activities you used to love. Ask yourself, have I stopped doing things that used to make me happy? Feelings of guilt, shame, or worthlessness. You may harshly criticize yourself or feel like a failure. You might believe you're a burden to others or blame yourself for everything. Example, I'm not good enough, I let everyone down. Ask yourself, am I blaming myself too much even for things out of my control? Difficulty concentrating or making decisions. You may feel mentally foggy or easily distracted. Making everyday decisions, such as what to eat or where, can feel overwhelming. Ask yourself, am I having trouble focusing, reading, or remembering things? Hopelessness and pessimism. You might feel like nothing will ever improve and there's no point in trying. The future may seem bleak or frightening. Ask yourself, do I often feel like things will never get better? Thoughts of death? You might feel like life isn't worth living, or think about death or hurting yourself. These thoughts can be passive, I wish I wouldn't wake up, or active. Important, these thoughts are serious. Please talk to a mental health professional or emergency services if you have them. Ask yourself, have I been thinking that life isn't worth living? Physical, body-related symptoms. Depression also affects the body, not just the mind. Fatigue or low energy. You may feel tired even after sleeping or lack the energy to do simple things. Ask yourself, do I feel drained even when I haven't done much? Sleep problems. Some people sleep too little, insomnia. Others too much, hypersomnia. You may wake up too early or struggle to fall asleep. Ask yourself, has my sleep changed? Do I wake up tired? Appetite or weight changes. Depression can cause you to lose your appetite and weight, or crave food and gain weight. You may eat out of boredom, sadness, or not eat at all. Ask yourself, have my eating habits changed without trying? Aches and pains. You may experience headaches, stomach aches, or body aches that don't seem to have a clear medical cause. Ask yourself, do I have body pain or tension that won't go away? Restlessness or slowness. You may feel agitated, pacing, or fidgeting, or experience a slowing down, characterized by slow speech or movement. Ask yourself, do I feel physically restless or slowed more than usual? Sexual problems. A drop in interest in sex or physical closeness is standard in depression. Ask yourself, has my interest in intimacy significantly changed? Menstrual changes in women. Periods may become irregular or stop completely due to the effects of stress and hormonal imbalance. Behavioral symptoms. These symptoms involve changes in how you behave or interact with the world. Withdrawing from others, you may often avoid friends and family, stop answering calls, or cancel plans. Ask yourself, am I pulling away from people who care about me? Loss of motivation and productivity. You may struggle with school, work, or household tasks. Even getting out of bed may feel too hard. Ask yourself, am I struggling to keep up with daily responsibilities? Neglecting personal care? You may struggle to shower, dress appropriately, or maintain a clean living space. Ask yourself, have I stopped taking care of myself as I used to? When should I be concerned? You may be experiencing depression if these symptoms last for 2 weeks or longer. They cause noticeable distress or interfere with daily life. They are not caused by another medical issue or substance use. Not all of them need to be present. Often some are more prominent than others. What you should know. Depression is common and treatable. It is not a weakness or character flaw, but a health condition. Treatment may include counseling, psychotherapy, medication, lifestyle modifications, or a combination of these approaches. You are not alone, and help is available. What to do next? If you recognize several of these symptoms in yourself or someone you care about, talk to a doctor or mental health professional. Reach out to supportive friends or family. FAQs on depressive disorder. 1. What is the difference between feeling depressed and having a depressive disorder? Feeling depressed is usually temporary and linked to specific situations. Depressive disorder is a clinical condition where symptoms like low mood, loss of interest, and fatigue persist for at least 2 weeks and interfere with daily life. 2. What are the most common signs of depressive disorder? Common signs include persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities, fatigue, sleep disturbances, appetite changes, difficulty concentrating, feelings of guilt or worthlessness, and withdrawal from social interactions. 3. Can depression cause physical symptoms? Yes. Depression often affects the body, causing fatigue, sleep problems, appetite changes, body aches, and low energy, even without a clear medical cause. 4. When should I be concerned about depression? You should be concerned if symptoms last for 2 weeks or more, worsen over time, or begin to affect your work, relationships, or daily functioning. 5. Is depression treatable? Yes. Depression is highly treatable with approaches such as psychotherapy, medication, lifestyle changes, and social support. Early intervention leads to better outcomes. 6. What should I do if I think I might have depression? Speak to a doctor or mental health professional. Share your concerns with someone you trust and seek support. If you experience thoughts of self-harm, seek immediate professional help or emergency services. Further reading. Panic disorder. Anxiety. Self-help. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. How does psychotherapy work? Physical symptoms of anxiety. Postpartum psychiatric disorder, thyroid and psychiatric disorder, psychological symptoms of anxiety.